Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's just crazy to think that we're the richest nation in the world and we're letting people pay $300, $400, $500 for a drug that in other countries, they're available for pennies on the dollar.
This year kicked off the start of a new major law for Illinoisans who require medication. Manufacturers and wholesale distributors are restricted from price gouging essential off-patent and generic drugs. But what does this really look like for your family's pocketbook? I'm your host, Ariel Raffiné, and today we take a look at the ins and outs of the Generic Drug Pricing Fairness Act and its potential impact for millions in Illinois. Call your doctor, and let's get looped in, Chicago.
Lawmakers in Springfield take aim at high prescription drug prices. Just a little while ago, they announced the Prescription Drug Affordability Act.
You shouldn't have to be relying on a nice pharmacist at the counter. All of these different complexities in the system are designed to make healthcare more confusing and more expensive for people because no one knows the right place to look for information. And so these are the types of things that we want to continue working on to make our healthcare system more simpler, transparent, and affordable and accessible for people.
That's Anusha Thodokora, Deputy Director of Citizen Action, a statewide progressive policy and political coalition that works with the state government to create bills regarding topics like access to healthcare, high-quality public education, and more. This organization helped State House Rep. Nabila Saeed to get this price-gouging bill in motion. But it wasn't the first time a bill like this was presented to state legislators.
And so there was a bill that had been introduced a few years prior that unfortunately didn't pass, that she was able to get transferred from that sponsor and then file it herself. And as a freshman representative, we didn't have a lot of hopes immediately for where the bill could go. But as soon as we started working the bill and talking to people, we saw that there was a lot of interest and a lot of support, not just from the public, but from other legislators to support the bill.
So this bill restricts manufacturers and wholesale distributors from price gouging essential off-patent and generic prescription drugs. The law defines price gouging as an unconscionable increase in a prescription drug's price. So if a drug goes off patent or generic is made, wholesalers who buy the drugs can't increase the price 30% or more in 1 year, 50% or more in 3 years, and 75% or more in 5 years. An off patent drug is an original drug, like Humira, for example, that's patent expires, aka the exclusive marketing rights of that drug are gone. And once a drug goes off patent, generic versions can be introduced to the FDA for approval.
When a generic drug comes to market, that is after the company that has originally produced the drug has had time to recoup their research and development costs. And the company that's producing the generic might be a totally separate company that wasn't involved in the research and development of the initial drug in the first place. So they're supposed to be the more affordable alternatives to a name brand drug. But we know that this is not always the case, that they are affordable or that they remain affordable once they get to the market. So our bill does two things. It sets thresholds, both in percentages and time, of over this certain period of time, if the drug increases in price over this amount, then that is considered price gouging. And the second thing it does is it allows and empowers the Attorney General to take violators to court. So if any drug manufacturers are found to be in violation of this, they can be taken to court and the Attorney General could pursue remedy, which could be a whole host of options, including rebates to consumers.
But where did an idea for this type of proactive law come from? Well, price gouging has seen an uptick over the last decade or so.
This morning, stocks of several biotech companies are down. Investors are responding to the outrage over a 5,000% price increase for a life.
You may recall in 2015, when the life-saving drug called Daraprim went from $13.50 a tablet to $750 overnight. This 5,000% price hike happened after the rights to the decades-old drug was purchased by Turing Pharmaceuticals. Though major outrage came in the wake of this decision, the pill still costs around $750 today without insurance.
There is a lot more that needs to be done on healthcare and prescription drug affordability. Right now, there's already drugs that are too expensive for people to afford, and people are rationing their medication or going without filling prescriptions. So, you know, aside from price gouging, of further increases to price, there's already people who are not able to afford the medication they're currently on, even if that price doesn't increase tomorrow. But what this bill does do is it provides a peace of mind that if you're on a medication that costs $5 a month right now, it won't cost $500 next month. And that is something that everyone should have, that peace of mind that if they have medication that they're currently able to afford, that they should be able to afford it tomorrow.
According to the CDC, in 2021, 8.2% of adults aged 18 to 64 who took prescription medication in the past 12 months reported not taking medication as prescribed due to cost, with uninsured adults being more likely to not take medication as prescribed due to the price. This even includes life-saving medicine like insulin. According to the National Health Institute, 1 in 5 adults under 65 years old have reported rationing insulin due to cost. And Anusha says the burden of the price of prescriptions is something that people in Illinois have been outspoken about.
There's been a lot of polling that's been done on this issue. And prescription drug affordability is one of those issues that's not just the right thing to do, it's also incredibly politically popular. At Citizen Action, we work on a whole host of issues, and not all of them fall into that center of the Venn diagram where they're the right thing to do and they're very politically and publicly popular. But this one is. Across the spectrum, from Republicans, Democrats, Independents, people who don't consider themselves political, over 80% of people think that there needs to be more done to rein in the cost of prescription drugs. And there's specific polling done on a price gouging ban that was 86% of Illinoisans support something like this.
Last year, as part of Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, insulin for seniors 65 and over on Medicare have their insulin price capped at $35. But for advocates and folks below that age, it's not enough.
We also have a friend of ours that their daughter just got out of college and then was diagnosed with diabetes, needs the insulin shot, and she's just 22 years old. So all these things should be affordable. It's just crazy to think that we're the richest nation in the world and we're letting people pay $300, $400, $500 for a drug that in other countries, they're available for pennies on the dollar.
That's Jay Ferraro, president of the Rockford, Illinois subchapter of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Union, or AFSCME for short. He lives with a chronic condition that requires access to medication on a regular basis.
I have been on medication for psoriasis for years and finally found one that works, but because of the cost of it, I always have to renew a grant from Pfizer to be able to afford it. I'm at a position right now where the medication is provided for me, but you go through the hoops of making sure that, you know, your income is steady. I fall below that income because I'm raising 2 children. But if I didn't have that, I wouldn't be able to afford the medicine because it's $3,000 a shot, and that's every 3 months.
Jay has never had to skip a prescription due to cost, but it is a concern he has for others and why he supports this law.
Fortunately for me, no, I'm on Social Security and I do have a pension, but it's the people that don't that I worry about. And this House bill and the Senate bill, they're important because as I look at what's going on, the whole purpose of generic drugs, if people had to pay the regular price for a drug without having generic drugs, every prescription would be over $100, no matter which one you're on. And the fear that I have is eventually these politicians are going to look at it and say, and the drug manufacturers, of course, are going to say, well, wait a minute, we don't really need to sell a generic drug for $5. We can get $20 because if they don't want to pay $20, then they just don't take their medicine.
So what's more painful, your wallet or your well-being? When we come back from the break, Jay tells us his thoughts. Stay tuned.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In short, the long answer is, the longer you can't have a drug that controls something or relieves it, it affects your joints. It affects every part of your body. You know, I told you about the psoriasis. I can't make a fist because it hurts so bad. Go to a hand doctor and it's like, well, maybe you should be off of that drug and go to something else. But then what is it? Something that I gotta wait to get approved. So there's a lot of complications when it comes to the drugs.
According to the CDC, almost 50% of Americans have used at least one prescription drug in the past 30 days.
And this goes back 15, 20 years. The problem with psoriasis is it's visible. And if you don't get a medication that's controlling it, you can have it like on your arms or elbows and flakes off and it just looks terribly painful, but it's not really painful. It's more or less what other people look at it and say, you know, what's wrong with this guy or lady? And you want to try to get the drug that's going to control it. I've been on so many different ones that I look at these commercials and they say, well, take this. And I just shake my head because, yeah, I had the same thing. My elbows and my knees and places like that, you can see it. And I could see the ads where, yeah, they're taking it, but it's not really curing it. And those type of drugs, you got to be able to afford them.
Yeah, it's like a privilege almost just to get to be comfortable, get to, you know, wear whatever you want to wear.
Right.
Because, yeah, all of those things. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to wear shorts today because I've got it on my knees. And that's really what it amounts to for me anyway.
So what sets the price of prescriptions? Well, researching and developing a new drug costs billions of dollars. According to the National Institute of Health, basic discovery research is funded by the government and philanthropic organizations, while late-stage development is funded mainly by pharmaceutical companies or venture capitalists. The price of this research is why large pharmaceutical companies claim their drugs need to be priced at a higher rate. Though it's important to note that the price of many life-saving medications are offered at a significantly lower rate outside of America.
One of the biggest points is, you know, the pharmaceutical industry always likes to talk about the research and development costs. And I think that something that people can sympathize with about, you want these new groundbreaking discoveries, you want these new cures, and you understand that they're expensive, but you look at how much they spend on research and development versus lobbying and advertising. And then all of a sudden you see, you know, how much they're able to afford in buying legislators and votes and advertising direct to consumers, which, you know, doesn't happen in, it only happens in the US and I think New Zealand, that's it. Everywhere else it's illegal. And people become a lot less sympathetic to that point after learning about the lobbying and advertising costs.
I wanted to know if and how pharmaceutical companies have responded to this law.
Pharmaceutical companies did not really mobilize against this bill last year. Just the generic drug manufacturers, but they did not come out with the full force of the pharmaceutical industry as they have for other bills. And so we're lucky that we were able to have some discussions with them and make some changes to the bill. Specifically, there is a catch-all line in there about, you know, these percentages or any excessive increase. And they wanted that to be an excessive or unconscionable increase, which we were happy to do. We were happy to say, well, these are the percentages that we are defining as price gouging. And if you meet these thresholds, then, you know, that'll be considered a violation. But definitely, I think that shows that, you know, if we're not upsetting people, then maybe we should be doing a little bit more to fight the fights that are worth having.
The passing of this bill gives folks who need prescription medication peace of mind that their rates will remain steady. But citizen action and state legislators hope to pursue more laws to make healthcare more affordable.
Banning price gouging just prevents drugs from becoming even more absurdly expensive, but they are already absurdly expensive. And so what we're pushing for this session is to establish what's called a prescription drug affordability board, which is a policy that 8 other states have implemented that establishes an independent body to establish payment limits for some really expensive medications and rein in drug costs. And when you can rein in drug costs, you affect the entire healthcare system, not just people on those specific drugs, because 1/3 of health insurance premium costs are due to prescription drug costs.
For a lot of people in Illinois, making healthcare more affordable could be life-changing.
I have a brother that 12 years ago had to file bankruptcy because his wife had cancer and they couldn't afford the drugs, you know, and it's taken him in his golden years. He's 72 years old. It's taken him a long time to recoup from that bankruptcy, and everything he had worked for, he's still working now.
This latest law is seen as a big step forward by many, but it also shines a light on how far we need to go.
The line that we like to use is that prescription drugs don't work if people can't afford them. And I would love new cures for diseases that have not, you know, we don't have a cure for yet. But like you mentioned, there are so many life-altering medicines that are already on the market that people cannot afford because, you know, their insurance doesn't cover them. They don't have insurance. They don't qualify for patient assistance. And these can be tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for some of these treatments. And people just don't have access. So I think, yes, we should make sure that we can get more drugs that cure more things, but also make sure that the current cures we have are accessible and affordable for people.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Looped in Chicago. This episode was hosted and produced by me, Ariel Ravine, edited by Jim Hankey, Cooper Mall, and myself. Craig Schwalb is our station's news director. Myron Kaplan is managing producer of National News Podcast. A special thanks to CBS2 for letting us use their audio. And you can check out our station's socials on TikTok at WBBM News Radio 105.9 or on Instagram at WBBM News Radio. We'll get you looped in back here in 2 weeks. See you then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.